One of my projects is working with a community partner here, Public Health Advocates. It's a public health advocacy organization that works to address health equity in California. The project is looking at first response transformation. So, thinking about how traditional systems of first response, police, fire, and emergency medical systems, how they are interacting and serving the most marginalized and vulnerable communities in California, and understanding what those interactions look like, as well as understanding residents' experiences with those systems, and recognizing that there are inequities in treatment and in response and outcomes. So, how do we elevate residents' experiences and use data plus their experiences and their proposed solutions? How do we marry those things and help empower residents and communities to push for the kinds of reform that they want to see in order to improve health and safety for those communities? I'm working on a project engaging with frontline violence intervention professionals to really uplift their experiences and their expertise in understanding what is going on with violence. What are the patterns that they see among the individuals who are at high risk for violence involvement? What are the solutions? What are we missing? Because for far too long, we have not engaged them, but they are incredibly close to the violence. That is their professional role, is to understand what's going on with violence in their community and to help mitigate that violence. So what are they seeing, and what can we learn from them? What should we be doing that they think that we're really missing? I've just begun a project that is trying to address this lack of data to help our understanding of why violence is going up or down in any particular city. So this project will involve using big data surveillance, as well as sophisticated analytic tools, agent-based modeling, which is a sophisticated statistical analytic strategy that is used to help predict behavior or predict outcomes, as well as community voice. So it's blending these three pieces together to help see if we can create a system that allows us, and it, to then be employed in a particular city or jurisdiction, to understand in real time what's going on when violence is starting to creep up or quickly decreasing or anything like that. How can we use prediction systems, data that is currently available and exists, and community voice together to better understand and predict what's going on, so that we're not continuing to speculate the way that we've been speculating since 2020 about what's going on? How do we actually use all of these different pieces to better understand in real time what's happening? And then I am also, I guess as a side project, I am working to develop an organization, to start an organization for Black and Brown gun violence prevention researchers around the country. There are a number of people across di various disciplines, Black and Brown scholars who have been devoted to understanding violence in our communities and how to address it. But they are largely left out of the conversations when it comes to who are the researchers or scholars whose voices are most elevated when policymakers or media ask about what's going on with violence and what we should do about it. And so this organization, will it's being started to help ultimately help shape the narrative and shift our understanding of violence by centering those who are most impacted by the violence, who have the most to gain or lose by the kinds of policies and practices that are put in place, and by researchers who feel accountable to the communities that we're serving and we're talking about. Because whether we are of lived experience or not, these are our family members, our friends, our neighbors, our communities. And so that's the I guess the last project that I'm really excited about, helping to increase the diversity and the number of researchers who are doing this work.